What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with Billy Schmid after practice number 11 here at Green Bay Packers training camp. Carry the G radio, the blue.
Because it means that we just finished up a practice. It means that games are about to kick off. And it also means, Nags, that once again, we get to talk kicker competition,
which has
slowly become my favorite conversation daily.
I will say, let's lead with that, shall we?
Last time
we jawed, you were feeling pretty smug. I was feeling good about Joseph having a decent command of the situation. I think that's all been blown apart these last two practices. I think after family night and then after what we witnessed today, both kickers going 4 of 7. Now, there was a lot of wind out there, but there will be wind in the games.
Yeah.
So,
well, and I think the part of it, and it was funny, we were going back and forth on the radio show while it's happening.
Right.
There's different parts of each guy's game that you have to clear up the conversation. Today was probably a bigger conversation for Joseph, because what's the biggest question? How is he going to kick outdoors for 17 games?
The Lambeau misses loom large from his time with the Vikings,
well,
right?
And just how often you hear people talk about it, kickers, how difficult it is with the new expansion, right, with the wind, like you mentioned, his kicks in Lambeau. That's a part of it. For them to be neck and neck after it, I think it's a real legit two-horse race that goes – I mean, people are trying to predict it. Nags, I think they're going to go all three preseason games.
I think there's a good chance, especially if they continue going down this road guys, you know, somewhat – I know Joseph just went on a great stretch, but Carlson started camp absolutely on fire.
Yep,
so it's
totally
like one guy falls back. I think they will. I think they will let it go, ride it through preseason, because why wouldn't you? You've got those opportunities to watch both of them kick in game-day situations. I suspect you're right. I think that's going to go all three games.
Well, and Kuhn made a good point about it, too. Like, depending on how they divvy it up during the games, if it's legitimately every other guy, what if, you know, Anders' two opportunities are 50-plus yarders and Joseph's are down the middle 34 yards? It adds to the opportunity. A couple of them could be extra points. You'd maybe like to see Anders in those situations.
I was just
going to
say, if
like
it is extra
Joseph.
Points, I hope it's Anders. Let's get those yips out of the way in the preseason.
So
God
that
knows.
That part of it is fascinating, where they're going to have to be able to mimic what they want here, be able to pick and pinpoint the spots that they want to see here. But realistically, I think it's going to be the just sheer opportunities that happen in the games that end up kind of deciding where this thing goes.
There's no question that we're all going to be on like pins and needles a little bit watching these kicks
big
throughout
time,
the preseason. I'm there on camp. I got body English, like watching the kick kind of drift to the left. I'm like, come on, get inside. Like, today, Carlson's first miss, left hash. It was like we were right back in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And that was a tough one. That was the one that was very errant. Yeah, very wide. Yeah.
Wide so. But again, the wind. Who knows?
Yeah, 100%. It's just
that's legit. It's a legit issue. Like, I'm not trying to dismiss it.
But. I love it because we're going through and everyone's got their numbers right. 4 of 7, and then
have him missing from 43. Like, what's?
I would love to see Domofsky's just rundown of every single kick throughout all of camp at the end, because like I think he's adding in the
somewhere.
Percentages. All
put
like
him
it's
in.
Beautiful work.
Oh, absolutely.
To then. Like, that's what we believe it is. All right, sheer numbers are he's 91.2% compared to 89.6%. Completely might be different from what the real deciding factor is there.
Right.
It's like prospects in baseball where, you know, we see the top 100 list. That doesn't mean shit when you're talking to a certain general manager that's making the decision. They can have them listed and their difference is all over.
Yeah. Although I will say, it does get kind of cut and dry once you start talking about field goal kicking.
You would think. I just think maybe this year the kicking off portion maybe adds in a little bit different layer
and
to it.
And being the holder.
And being the holder
as well.
Sure.
But ultimately, I want you to make your kicks. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Let's drop the thing through the uprights and not necessarily worry about anything.
We just spent 4 minutes talking about the kicker competition. I think that's pretty impressive.
Well, it's the best position battle, right? Because, I mean, like, all the other ones seem like they're kind of sorting
settling
themselves
in,
out.
Right? I wanted to talk about that. Like, the fact that they put out the non-official depth chart yesterday. Had to give Matt a little grief about that in the presser this morning. But Jordan Morgan, there with the ones at right guard. Fascinating to see Sean Ryan not get that nod as the vet coming back, so to speak. I understand it's the first-round pick, but it's interesting to me that there hasn't been more kind of turn there as far as not just those two. I thought there'd be a bit more kind of looks for more guys at right guard with the ones. Now, I know with the twos and threes, fat guys shuttling in and out all the time. But, man, they really want – it feels like they really want Morgan to win that gig.
Yeah, I agree with you. And now you'd be able to tell me better because I did see him messing around with the trainer a little bit.
He dropped out back today. I didn't
he come
see
back?
Him.
No, okay. I didn't see him come back. So
we'll have to ask tomorrow morning.
And it'll be interesting to see how they end up, how you capitalize on the situation. As bad as it sounds, that's what it is. It's an opportunity.
Exactly.
And you have to be able to take that and run with it if you're Sean Ryan, because Jordan Morgan has, at least from my estimation, he's made the most of just about every rep he's gotten,
totally
right?
Agree.
Even the one he lost, I'm thinking the first day in pads, it actually would be like the third day in pads during the week last week. They're one-on-ones. He loses the first rep, wins the next two. Last one may have been a toss-up, but you just see him be able to translate right after the coaching. I don't necessarily think they realized how quickly they would like his pass blocking inside.
Because that's Sean Ryan's weak point.
And
weaker
that's
part
Sean,
of his game,
yeah,
right?
That's his
that's
weak
all
point.
We heard from Steno last year. Mm-hmm. Like, you need more consistency there. You look at what Jordan Morgan's doing. I agree, especially today before he dropped out. They did the one-on-ones, and he was pretty lights out. Like, I was impressed as far as like really, because you know how those one-on-ones go, especially with the big guys. It can get messy, and you're like, yeah, who won that one? Not sure.
And you're real cloudy, yeah.
But he was like locked in and just controlling it today in a way that I haven't seen from him so far.
And he really, I mean, just nerdy offensive line talk is he really just posted it up really well, where you're able to set, because at that spot, you have to give a little bit. But at some point, right-handed quarterback, right guard, you got to set a pocket. You got to set it down.
Set that wall.
And it's going to have to, it was 2 to 3 yards, and then it was locked in. Like that's an impressive thing for somebody that is going from being on the outside dealing with the most athletic cats in the world to
more
TJ
power,
Slayton 340 pounds in front of you, or Devontae Wyatt 300 some pounds of you. I wonder though, Nags, and this will be something to ask Matt tomorrow, and then we see how it plays out for the next week or so. It might not be done now that Zach Tom's back in line.
That's a big component
at the right
of
tackle
it, right?
spot, I mean, of how you work together.
Huge component as far as who gets the maybe not even the most comfortable, but who seems to be clicking the best,
and who complements each other the best.
Exactly. You want the five, right? Matt says it all the time, the best five. Well, how are you working with that right tackle? Are you getting the calls correct? Are you handling the adjustments, and are you guys passing things off like the way it should be? I'll say this today, the offense, as has been the case often, like they had a struggle through a couple of different periods.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur, he got after it today, like vocally, in a way I haven't heard, especially this year.
Good, because somebody that had headphones on, I wasn't able to hear as much of this.
There were a few F-bombs dropped, this is the way I can want it, and like, Matthew LaFleur has shown up today. It was interesting, because I got to think, you know, coming off of family night, vibes are great, you know, but now you got to get back to work. The guys are in half pads today, just shorts. Probably a little bit. Okay, yeah, we're hanging. We're
now
cool.
It's game week. Now we're going.
I felt like Matt wanted to make sure. No. We're still fucking working here.
Well, because they did just break camp too, right?
Right.
Right. Now, now they're back home. So there's a part of it that the intensity is going to be here. I love the fact that he had a little bit of a swing on that. Not being able to hear it personally, I'd love to be able to get that footage. Packers.com has to have some
of
that.
Well, that's what sucks, though. You're not allowed to relay what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's part of the gig with the credential. But I'm like, he got after it.
Feel it too. We could all feel his energy on an optimistic, excited energy side on Saturday night. 2024 is going to be a great year for all of us.
How awesome was that? Like, right into the mic.
When have you heard a Packers coach talk
into
a microphone?
I mean, I lost my mind when he said that. That was phenomenal. Where were you for family night, by the way? Were you here?
I was back at the station.
You were at the station?
Yep, I was back at the station.
I just, you know how it is. Like, you're running around doing different things, but like, what did you think of family night? What was your takeaway?
Well, I loved how long it was.
Well, right? it was long because they had like an hour and a half of fucking punting.
Well, and they actually weren't, you know, interrupted by a rainstorm
for once.
A thunderstorm for once, right? So I thought that was my favorite part.
That's
of
a
the
win.
People. the people that come here, dude, like you want to be able to enjoy all night.
Yep.
And I listened to you after. That was a part of it where it is a vibe to catch, where so it's just pure unadulterated love of Packers football. So that was the main takeaway for me.
Yeah.
I just thought the part of them being a little bit more live, being able to go live for 10 minutes or so,
plays or something, like, you know,
you're throwing a little bit of a bone, but it also does. I just, from the head coach perspective of this, because to me, it's another practice, right?
Yep. It's practice number 10.
I just like that Matt has shown a propensity the last couple of years to be open to adjusting his philosophies on things.
Yeah.
Right, like preseason is a part of it. Camp is a part of it.
Point in that, I was just going to ask you about that because, I mean, I don't think you have a bigger example of that than playing as many starters as he did last year in the preseason. Yeah. Said today, point blank, Jordan's playing on Saturday, playing in Cleveland. I mean, that is obviously an about face from when Aaron was in town. Now, Aaron was a very accomplished quarterback, had won MVPs. I understand the reasoning behind it, but I also know Matt's got to be still probably bitter and pissed about how bad they looked that week one game down in Jacksonville against the Saints and thinking, I'm never going to be in that position again.
Can you correct me? 19, Rodgers wouldn't have played. 2020, there was not preseason.
Right.
The other part of it is, Nags, like, think about where he came from. Sean McVay is regarded as pretty good NFL head coach, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good. His first year, one of his first couple of years, he takes over the Rams. Doesn't play single soul. They go 5-0.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people that are in the Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan group that are like,
just gonna say,
we're not
Shanahan
doing it.
Does the same thing. They don't,
not doing it.
I'll never forget that first year in 19 when Matt was here, that first preseason game, I think it was at Lambeau, and we got that PR handout of who wasn't playing, and it was
like laundry list.
A CVS receipt of like all the players you know.
Yeah.
Anybody's heard of. Not playing tonight.
That poor PA announcer can sign up. All right. Inactives for the Green Bay Packers. Number one. It just keeps going. So
I just think the ability to kind of get in sync in a live environment is proving too valuable, especially for such a young team. You got to get out there. Because, look, I know Matt and a lot of like coaches have talked about like the value of the joint practices especially, but just practice in general. You're still not going to the ground. You're still not as physical as you are in a game. And it matters. It matters, especially on offense, with your timing. You're talking about route concepts being run the right way, marrying that with the quarterback's feet. You're trying to do all that in the live environment for the first time. I don't want that down in Brazil.
Yeah.
I want that in Cleveland on Saturday.
For sure. And I don't necessarily think it's as much for me the on-field part of it. I think it's the process of everybody getting on the field, right?
Yeah.
Everybody that's hearing Jeff Hafley call a defense for a couple of plays, whether or not it's seven plays that the starting defense is out there, hearing that, understanding, because you don't know what you don't know, right? Yeah. I'm hearing this a lot with like Caleb Williams down in Chicago, where he's like, I don't feel pressure. Like there's really no issue. I'm prepared for whatever it is. That you don't feel the pressure if you're prepared. I don't necessarily know that you're prepared for things you don't know you should be prepared for yet if you haven't been on an NFL game field. So to be able to hear a new coordinator calling a defense, seeing his little trips to the trigger, and just getting yourself into a full pregame routine, I don't see anything bad of that. But then let's take those shoulder pads off pretty early.
Speaking of Williams, you going to be watching Hard Knocks tonight? Little Chicago Bears action. Well, a little peek behind the curtain of the enemy.
Yeah, in between some film breakdowns, because while pro football is starting up here, high school football is starting
there
up
go.
Today. So luckily, the 9 p.m. start coach, for Hard Knocks is always a good one.
Coach in the house right here. There we go.
I got the coaching shirt on. Yeah, more importantly, it's because it's a little more forgiving. I use the Tenty coach shirts.
Right. I use black to hide the fact
it's
that
a good, it's a good point. It's just as long as you can get the
slimming power of black.
I was wearing it last. This was 2 years ago, the coaching gear. Right. And I was wearing it last year, and all the other coaches looked at me like, you like that thing? It's like, this is my favorite piece of clothing I own. You know why?
Ever?
Because
really?
It doesn't make me look too fat. Now, it is Tenty. You can tell.
It's Tenty. Yes.
But you can, you know, it covers up some of the, doesn't accentuate certain things that white is doing.
I'm just, you know, it's exciting when the high school football starts up, the competition locally between the schools and the rivalries.
Wapan's already number one in the state.
Come on, Wapan kid. Let's go.
That is
epic. My goodness. I mean, that was impressive. That was a lot of fun. You can't deny it. Like, that's, dude, talk about a great moment.
Listen, and I'm not going to be, might sound hyperbolic.
Right.
If the Packers win the Super Bowl,
that's where it started.
That will be a, well, it will be a part of the 1 hour America's
Zero,
game.
The America's game.
Yeah. Right. That clip NFL of films. Everybody jumping around, yep, is going to, yep, be a part of the 1 hour special. That
with
NFL
a
films
bond
does.
Formed early in the days of training camp. Like, that'll be the framing of it.
In the Green Bay heat early in August, the temperature and tundra far from frozen. The fears were embedded all over the National Football Conference. Something like that.
That's pretty good.
Should get a John. I got to. Somehow somebody's got to be able to John Facenda AI.
Well, I was just going to say, get a Facenda AI.
That would be somebody, fantastic.
Somebody out there in this audience I know is working on somebody's some kind of AI it. Project. I need you. Underline, italicize, need you to get on that.
Okay. So, and I don't mean to hijack but one of the things from one of your chats, I don't know if it was last night or the night before, yeah, somebody asked you about AI. In terms, yes, of football, how teams are utilizing it.
And I said, I was pretty kind of, I'm not negative, but I doubt it's being used extensively in any meaningful way. That,
sure,
doesn't mean it can't be like somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't, not that I've read or heard.
No. And I just, but I immediately went to, how on earth could you? Because, you know, people have thought about it.
Oh yeah.
And finding different ways to enhance the productivity. Man, you go to one of these Packers practices, see 45 different people running around making sure that everything is tip top shape. I don't believe AI can be as efficient necessarily.
That, but my thing, I did think about it a little bit. I was thinking possibly, you know how like you want to, Matt talks about doubling the reps in a single drill as much as you can, mm-hmm, right? Well, how can you take that a step further as far as getting as many reps for the offense as possible without even needing the defense? Well, let's get them a huge kind of, now this is, I'm talking like 30 years, 40,
sure,
years down the line, but some kind of volume like they used in Mandalorian, and then have AI as your kind of operating the defensive players, huh, who aren't actually there in space, but they're giving you a representation of like the blitz call or the,
yeah,
coverage or whatever. And then you guys run, it's almost like a 7-on-7, but you're with a full group and you can utilize whatever play you're running against cover 2, cover 1, cover 3, like a zone blitz, all this stuff. And you're doing that all just with the offense.
Yeah.
There's no defense necessary.
I'm also just fascinated how open people would be to the parts of the conversation when somebody pitches it, right? Because,
yeah,
somebody in the tech department pitches it. Like, I think about this,
I mean,
from
look
last
how long
year's
it
Hard
took
Knocks.
Analytics to become,
amen,
accepted in,
yeah,
buildings like that.
Yeah. And, yeah, then as everything, once we like it, then we go way overboard. And then sometimes,
true,
you rein it back,
true,
in, and ultimately the ones that are able to are the best with it. Like, I think about it, last year's Hard Knocks, Tua with the camera on,
yep,
his helmet.
Right.
If you don't believe everybody across all NFL buildings, we're like, we're going to do that and see if it works. We're going to do that and see if it works. Because I saw,
yep,
Kirk Cousins doing the same thing this year. Now, I don't
there
know that he's
go.
Done it before, but
I don't think so.
You just see teams be any
oh,
way that you can
like
learn
that, no
mentally, put yourself, like you said, in a rep. Without
in
putting your body in it,
absolutely,
in the environment,
with no fear of,
they're gonna,
I
try
mean,
something.
You've literally eliminated the fear of injury for half the squad there.
Yeah,
you know? Well, you've only got 11 instead of 22.
No, so, I was listening to it, and on my drive up today, I consumed a large portion of my drive where I was sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, all right, this isn't like brought to you by a certain amount of milligrams, right? And I'm like, no, but because teams are definitely thinking of different ways
no
to
doubt.
Implement and utilize that technology.
I mean, because it's there, why not get an edge with it?
Yes,
I mean, that's
100%.
I'll never forget when McCarthy was asked about analytics, when analytics was first becoming a thing, right? But I will say, to his eternal credit, he gave a really good answer. He was like, well, certainly that's an area we want to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's the attitude.
That's the
100%
attitude. Yes.
The attitude you want. That's what I mean. Like, I don't know how you're going to make AI work, but if that's an area where you can get an edge and compete,
you better figure it out.
You better believe you got to,
yep,
dive into that shit. So,
amen. Amen.
Speaking of AI and needing AI, that's what I needed when we faced off, Billy and I, NCAA football,
up.
Man, the other day.
Raging Cajuns are a dangerous squad, man.
We had LSU versus
Louisiana, baby. Raging Cajuns.
I lost by one. I could have took it to overtime.
But you smartly went,
but
for
went for
the
two.
Game winner.
I tried to get the angle route. You were all over it. I will say, I feel like Heller afterwards asked if you were going all out. And I got to admit, there were moments in the game where I'm like, he's taking it easy. Seattle.
No, oh, no, yeah, no. Like because the problem with that game, the moment you take your foot
let up,
over. Like yesterday where I then threw like I think four or five of the worst interceptions of all time. And I rage quit. And then I got a text from a friend of mine said, "You're saltier than a saltine right now." I said, "Yeah, I'm not turning this game off. Turning this game on again." So, did you end up buying it? Because you were pretty excited.
I'm going when as soon as I get back to New York. Zero question. Absolutely, you made me a believer. One game in, I'm all in. And what's crazy now? I played one game on that thing, and I'm not only consumed with the idea of getting it and playing it a lot, but now I'm actually reading college football shit.
Looking at college football news. Okay, you're interested in Saturday football now.
What did you do to me?
Come on, Saturday football is
my girlfriend is going to be so pissed at you, like so pissed. Because yeah, I've already like that. I'm already disappeared on Sundays, right? But now Saturdays are going to start creeping in. It ain't good.
See,
man.
But that's the best part. Now you can play the game while she's there, and then you can adopt a team, and then that's the team follow on Saturdays. And then all the other games are just a prelim to your game.
See, well, I was telling Billy, and I probably shouldn't say this in a microphone, but I'm going to. I don't give a crap.
No one's listening. It's just
no one, like exactly. Our three listeners, they're the secret.
300,000 listeners,
but. I like legit have started playing Madden when my girlfriend comes over because we do with the Patreon, you know, on Cheesehead TV, you can challenge me to a game of Madden. But I play a lot more than just like once or twice a week. I play all the fucking time. Mm-hmm. So my girlfriend and I are moving in together in October. So I'm trying to like sow the seeds, lay the groundwork.
Ease it in.
Your boyfriend plays a whole lot of Madden, you know, so. She's come over now like three or four times, and I've just happened to be on the
somebody
game.
Had
like,
just challenged me.
I'm just playing a Patreon member. It's not a Patreon member.
Why
I'm
does like, this I'm just,
I'll be done in a second. You know?
Sorry, honey. I apologize. Honey, I can't pause it. I'm sorry. I mean,
it's a league game, Smokey. We can't
God,
pause
that
it.
Is awesome. Yeah, it's the better one is, when are you going to then decide, I'm just going to go full on? Let her know that the Xbox is staying in the living room, right? For me, when the PlayStation stayed in the living room, that was there's really
it's
no
a moment.
There's no turning back.
That's
and
a
this
moment.
This is what we're
that's
into.
A, that
this is
point
what we're in
of
for.
No return.
But I also was early on of, hey, if this is going to work out, there's going to have to be two TVs in this living room.
Wow, two TVs.
Two TVs makes it a little easier. So I think you just set that ground rule right away. You say, listen, two TVs got to happen.
I don't know. I live in New York, man. We got small spaces.
That's fair. You got no room for that. You're lucky if you get two bathrooms.
Take up the whole living room, probably. I don't think we're going to need that. I don't know. It depends on what the space we find, but I'm suspecting not.
I wouldn't need two TVs if I had this beautiful view, though.
There you go. I mean, Corey Banky just kicking it across.
Even though I say that, and there's, I think, five in here, so it makes sense.
I love it. Well, Billy, we've wasted enough time with our talk of video games and Lambeau Field.
I apologize.
I can't tell you how great it's been to just – be with you.
It's amazing.
For a couple weeks and do this. We'll be back remote next week, but this has been awesome.
It's like a throwback to the combine, man.
Right. Man, I can't wait to do that next year.
Next year it's only going to get better.
We're going to do it up next
year. God, I can't wait, man.
But before that, you know what's going to happen?
Packers win the Super Bowl.
We're going to be at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
So this would be a good spot for the parade.
Yeah.
Or right the return here. To Titletown.
Come down Lombardi Avenue.
Yeah.
They're the boys in green and gold, and we're
carry the G radio the podcast live while they're bringing the Lombardi Trophy home from New Orleans.
I love
makes a whole lot more sense.
I'm a happy camper thinking I'm a part of it. I love it. I'm all in. That's Bill Schmidt. I'm Aaron Nagler. It's Carry the G Radio, the podcast, where I think we'll be on the air soon. I want to say when the season starts.
Yeah, I believe week one. We fire up, so I will confirm that. Probably should have had my stats for sure.
I'll be just back from Brazil, and the Packers will be 1-0.
Son of a gun.
Can't wait, dude.
You're not going to have any fun on that trip.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah,
it's going to be a ball.
Luckily, you're only working, like when you're playing Madden. You're only working.
I'm just working.
Not for fun
I'm just
at
working,
all.
Billy. I am a workaholic. That's what I do.
That's what people deserve.
That's Bill Schmidt. I'm Aaron Nagler, Carry the G Radio, the podcast. Find us on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, but especially at iHeart in the app. That's where you want to do it, really. I mean, where else? There are no other services.
There's no other one that has, you know, a podcast awards that is an award-winning app for live streaming audio day in and day out. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Best. Find it there. He's Billy. I'm Aaron. Go Pack Go. That's awesome.
That's fascinating.